Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
All right, gentlemen, come on now. Let's get the energy high right out of the gates here. Mikey V, Giuseppe D, in the house. Where are the fellas? We got no cameras on right now. Bear Down Sport and the Yankees. Bear Down, I got to say, I hope the Yankees game isn't on in the back because I'm not going to be able to focus. I will not be able to focus if you have the
Yankees. You're not going to be able to see it.
You'd be surprised, Bear Down. I'm seeing corners there. Does that mean they got out of the – I'll start you off right now. The fact that there's a commercial right now, They got out of that inning right there.
Hello? I don't know because I was getting on the computer, so I don't even know. I wasn't paying attention.
I'm just letting you know. If I'm not myself today, it's because Bear Down's playing the Yankee game.
I'm just letting you know. I always have my A stuff,
which I don't think I get enough credit for. But I'm just letting you know right now. If I don't have my A stuff today, it's because Bear Down is playing Yes Network Yankee game going on in the back. Meanwhile, Giuseppe has no idea what's going on from his end. We got a lot to get into today, boys. I want to keep energy high. Can I just get a round of applause from everybody today? Come on. Come on. Let's fire it up now. Let's fire it up. Joe, that's a great bottle of water you have. That is the number one bottle of water out there. And I'll tell you this about Joe. If you go to Joe's house, one thing that you can expect is that his water game is very, very elite. That, to me, that Essentia bottle is the best bottle around.
I mean, I'm drinking it.
What kind of response is that? Like, profound. Come on, man. Like, I'm putting it on a platter for you, and that's how we get going here.
I'm not going to hit a fucking, something that's just been lobbed up to me, It's a great water. Yeah, it's good water. I take pride in my own.
Were you complaining about the water situation at his house during football season, or am I imagining?
Well, I think calling that wrong because I think since I complained about the water situation, he's amped it up. The thing with Joe is he'll get these massive big bottles. Like Joe will do, like he'll get like 12 of the big Fiji waters or something like that, rather than going like a 30 pack of Spring. And then you treat yourself, then do like a 6-case of Fiji on top of that. By the way, are you sure the Yankees got out of that inning, Bear Down? Because I'm seeing them.
What's wrong with you? It's the fourth game of the season, Bob.
I know. But I will tell you this.
They got out of the inning. They're at bat.
Did. Okay.
He's a sick and twisted individual.
I believe that the Yankees coming back has really revived the Gambler's Digest, the group chat, even more.
Well, for you guys,
I need baseball. Yeah, I gotta have it.
But Cutsy, you're getting into the Yankees because right now you're a bit of a free agent, so we're getting into the Yankees.
Yeah, the problem is that these games, they don't mean anything. You could lose 10 in a row and no one would bat an eye. I've always had a problem with the baseball season is too long. It's two seasons in one. You know, if they condense it, the baseball gets instrumentally better. They're just trying to find reasons, and then you get the rain delays and the rainouts, and you have played 2-3
games. The weather is annoying.
It's outrageous.
I will say the weather aspect is annoying. It's really the only major sport where that's really a concern.
They should have a mandatory rule that every stadium has a retractable roof. We're in the 21st century now. I mean,
it's a lot of tax dollars, though, Giuseppe.
Yeah, well, Joe will spend everyone else's money. It's not his problem.
Gentlemen, I want to get into this because I think this is going to be very special. Before anything, all eyes on April 22nd, Mikey V pulling off, to me, I mean, this is like a dream come true for me. You know how much I love Rayo's Hollywood. I mean, it is everything to me. Giuseppe saw me walk in there yesterday like I was home. I'd been gone for 2.5 weeks. I was so happy to be back.
The hostess knew his name, Bear Down, and you swear Bob went, he grew like 3 inches when she said,
it's great.
Robbie. It was ridiculous.
Because I really mean, he spends more time in there than the bar stools, Joe.
But and then, you know, it was just, he was in his element from the, and then fixture. Of course he's trying to play it down like he doesn't care, but you know he cares, Bear Down. Like the lady said, oh, Robbie, he's like, oh, you know my name, yeah. As if he wasn't like banking on her. He probably called prior to coming in and said, oh yeah, which hostess is working the door tonight? Just so he knew that
they were playing on my name.
I'm saying he's a sick individual, this guy.
Oh, he's definitely a sick individual. There's no question about that. He's definitely sick. He wants to be
recognized.
I will say this, is that when you find consistency somewhere in life, in all aspects of life, and particularly in food, a lot of times I find myself the same way. When you find consistency in such a critical area of your life, it is sometimes the wisest play to just ride that train out as far as you could ride it, as far as it'll take you till the wheels fall off, because it's just, it's reliable in a world of uncertainty. It's, you're buying a certain amount of certainty, and that's very difficult to come across.
Well, that's like you're saying, it's like the old adage, if it's not breaking, don't fix it.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's if it's not broke, don't fix it. Yeah, yes, Joe. That's the Canadian version. Again, we know slightly different versions north of the border. But again, the world is such an uncertain place, especially now, that if you can buy an aspect of certainty in any arena, I don't knock it, because there was a good point in my life where I was eating like the same exact things every single day.
The same lunch every day.
I go to one place all the time. Yeah.
Well, that is our most, you know, animalistic, you know, instincts. You know, the bear eats a deer every single day. Does maybe sometimes eat some berries, but like they don't diversify the way we do. They're not having Chinese and then Mexican and then, you know, it's they stick with something. Bob, why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
Well, because in the beginning, I think he was a little mystified that you knew the dietary aspects of a bear. But I think when you came back to it doesn't bounce around to different types of cuisine, then I think you kind of tied it up nice. But in the beginning, I wasn't sure where you were going.
It started out pre-haywire, Joe. It started out.
I mean, the point is that we're all intrinsically, we're animals. You know what I mean? Like, you know, basically what we need to survive is protein. We need protein to survive, you know, which is why now all these vegans and stuff is outrageous, because these people are making up food that shouldn't even exist. And bottom line,
bottom line is,
you know, I'm not saying I'm over here like the liver king putting down, you know, right bone marrow, but at the bottom line is,
by the way, Joe, I finally saw videos of this guy.
That's nuts, man.
I mean, are you absolutely kidding me with a guy
he's
like
jacked
this?
Now, over I hope there he's now. Not. He's jacked.
Now, Bob, when I go into tangents like this, Bob usually yells at me because the guy, unbeknownst to me, is like a follower of Bob. And, you know, God forbid he loses a follower. You know?
It's Christian Kirk.
Bob DeLuca.
As long as we're not talking about Christian Kirk.
I'm not talking about Christian, but this guy, the liver king, give me a break. Give me a break with this guy eating raw.
It's pretty fascinating,
It's not fascinating at all. The guy's a jackass. The guy's like a jackass. Animal. I understand that. That's just a jackass.
And by the way, Bear Down, if we're going to call
this guy never gets sick.
He's more shredded than you are.
100%.
This guy is jacked out of his mind. I mean, let me tell you something. Let me explain something to you. All this guy's doing is eating raw liver, okay, and that's his only thing he's putting into his body to get like that, I got a bridge. To
are you accusing away. The liver okay. king of using steroids?
Is that way. Hold on here. Yeah.
If you don't hold think on here. I didn't know that's where performance we were going. Oh, if you don't think there's some type of performance.
I think it's all natural, Bear Down.
You do, Joe?
Yeah, well, that's a stick.
Bear Down. Now,
Bobby, we can even ask, you know, who's a good friend of the Liver King? Is Mr.
Escalante.
We could fact check this, because Bear Down's making claims.
But Bear Down, this guy's got a lot of notoriety right now, so I just want to make sure before we go out there and say this, you are accusing that the Liver King is on some sort of performance-enhancing drugs.
I think that the Liver King is on prescription anabolic steroids and prescription growth hormone. Yeah.
Okay.
And
just want to make sure.
And listen, And listen, let me tell you something. He's got a prescription from the doctor, I guarantee, because the guy probably makes a lot of money doing what he does. He's probably got a nice program going with a wellness doctor, all legitimate scripted stuff. So when I say he's on performance enhancers, you see, it doesn't carry the stigma that it did in the 80s and the 90s. These guys now, you go to doctors, they prescribe this stuff for you. It's not, he's probably in his 40s, he looks like, early 40s, late 30s, whatever he is. At that point, the doctor will say your test levels are low. I'm going to prescribe this to you. Your growth levels are low. That's just, that's like a totally normal thing now in life.
I mean, this guy,
so I'm not saying it like, oh, this guy's a scumbag, he's cheating. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's no way that this guy is not on prescription anabolics or growth hormone. There's
just, I don't know. I think he's just on natural, like he eats an all protein diet.
As Aaron Hicks pops out to second base there. Two outs.
Most likely.
Runner on first. I do want to say, and Cutsy, we both agreed that this had to be brought up. Something that was very disappointing to me. Bear Down, as we know, will be the first to tell you that he is in the top 5% of the Peloton world. And Bear Down is ready to take anybody on in the Peloton. He's ready for Jake Paul. He's gone at now the Liver King. And in regards to the Peloton,
Jake Paul, this is a pretzel job already.
It's not a pretzel job. Okay. It's not a pretzel.
I never wanted Jake Paul about Peloton. I said I would fight Jake Paul if I was
Bear Down. Have you not mentioned numerous times that if you got on a Peloton next to Jake Paul, he would stand no chance?
Oh, that's accurate.
Okay. So
I don't think I ever said that, but that's
he actually holds himself to the highest regards in regard to that Peloton. Okay. Yep. Yesterday morning, I got off of the treadmill. We were talking about working out, and I said, Bear Down, I think we have met your match in the Peloton game. Goes by the name of Paul Swan. Okay. He was on the Pantry Boys. He's from Milwaukee. He is part of Austin Dillon's pit crew for NASCAR. Bear Down takes a look in the Paul Swan and realizes that he wants nothing to do with Paul Swan, and that he
that's not what happened at first. At first, he mocked him.
He did mock Paul Swan. You're right.
He was wearing a fluorescent, like, 80s outfit.
I wasn't mocking. I sent a picture of him. I said, is this the guy? Is this the guy?
Is this the guy that's going to beat me in Peloton? Paul Swan, by the way, big-time friend of the pod. I'm a huge Paul Swan guy.
Well, we both follow each other on Instagram now.
Did that happen?
I consider him... Yes, I consider him a dear friend now.
So then I think, Cutsy, and correct me if I'm wrong, but then he dug a little deeper into Paul Swan and he realized
he wanted the analytics. He wanted his rides.
But he saw just how shredded Paul Swan is.
Well, let me relay what happened, because I have a very, you know, very vivid memory on these things.
If you don't say so yourself.
It started out with Bob was saying that this guy could go toe-to-toe. It'd be fun if maybe we did like a Peloton ride between the two of them. Bob sent out a photo, which was not the most flattering photo. It looked like he was from Saved by the Bell. He had the fluorescent 80s fit on. Bear Down mocked Paul Swan. He didn't know who he was, granted. But then Bob goes and proceeds to say that, well, Bear Down, what you should realize is this guy was the strength and conditioning coach for Bowling Green University.
Which apparently turned out to be false.
My apologies.
The switch is flipped. And Bear Down goes from mocking this guy to all of a sudden wanting nothing to do with the actual ride against him. And even went to lengths, Bob, to say that if we were to bet on this, I would bet, quote unquote, bet against myself, and I would be a plus 250.
Plus 250.
Before even seeing the statistics from Paul Swan.
That's correct.
Then what happened?
And by the way, if I could just stop you there, Joe, which is very disappointing, because now, because Bear Down holds himself to such a high regard on the Peloton, we hold Bear Down to such a high regard.
Yes, we do.
This is classic and pretzel master
Joe
bullshit.
I'll let you finish before he even saw the analytics. Yes, Bear Down said as well that he would put himself at a plus 250 underdog in a 20 to 30 minute Peloton pop ride. Cutsy, I'll let you finish.
Then we continued down the circle of emotions. He started getting pissed off at Bob because he wanted him to send his Peloton username so he could search up his statistics. Finally, Bob gets out of the shower, whatever the hell he's doing. He sends him the information. Bear Down, quicker than you could think, is all of a sudden looking at his stats and then realizes that his stats are indeed better than Paul Swan's. So then the switch is flipped yet again. And he says, you know, I don't want to race him. We're dear friends. And quite frankly, he's not in my wheelhouse. And
he's not. He's not.
He's I not. Know he's not, he's but the not. Point is, Bear Down, wait, is wait, that you should have had conviction yourself.
All right, can
gotta,
I, whenever you guys give me
we got it. Yeah, we got to let him have it. We got to let him have his word. By the way, and again, I do just want to say, I mean, if you saw Paul Swan come on Pantry Boys, he's fantastic. He's got a lot of energy. He's just a, I saw him at the World Series. He's just a fun guy to be around. I just wanted to give Paul Swan the shout out that he deserves. Go ahead, Bear Down.
First of all, shout out to Paul Swan. I didn't know who he was until yesterday. Wow. Bob, you know, here's the thing, right? So this is how our chats go. Just so everyone on the other side of the monitor watching this can really understand what kind of sick shit goes on in this chat. It's a Sunday morning. You know, I've been up for hours now with my children taking care of a household. These two jackasses wake up from whatever hangover or whatever bender they were on the night before. Okay. Bob wakes up. Good for Bob. Good on Bob. Now Cuts is barely rolling out of bed. His hair is disheveled. God knows where he's coming from. Bob has hit the gym. Good for Bob. Bob has just come out of the gym. All I had said simply was, you know, boys, I got to get on the bike today. I need a big time ride. I need a bounce back ride. Didn't do anything yesterday. Friday night had a long night. It was a long night. I got to bounce back today. Bob starts sending out of nowhere, just creates this contest out of nowhere, trying to get me to compete with an absolute stranger. Now, I don't know Paul Swan from Paul Newman. I don't know who this guy is. So obviously I do a little quick homework background check. I check his page. The first picture I see is him in a fluorescent jacket. So I said, is this the guy? Okay. And then Bob tells me he's a strength and conditioning coach at a Division I college. Now, I didn't know he was a pit guy in NASCAR. I thought he was a NASCAR race driver. I don't know. I saw him with NASCAR gear. I don't know NASCAR well. I don't know that sport.
You did,
but I understand to me that NASCAR drivers are technically considered professional athletes. NASCAR race drivers are professional athletes, from what I understand. Is that correct?
Okay. No problem.
Well, now, I thought that's what this guy was. I had no idea he was a pit boss. So you're telling me he's a strength and conditioning coach at a Division I college. I think he's a NASCAR driver. I'm like, so Bob wants to pit me up against a professional athlete to do a bike ride. Okay, fine. I'm going to put myself as the underdog in that situation, because I would imagine this gentleman has been getting paid to train his body for quite some time, as opposed to myself, who I don't get paid jack shit to work out. I just do it because I don't feel like dying in a month. That's in my sick head. That's why I work out. Because I want to give my family the longest version of Mikey V I could deliver to them, okay?
And the real me,
give all of you people, I want to give all you people the longest version of Mikey V I could possibly deliver, a peak condition Mikey V. Now, all that being said, the username on the Peloton was sent to me. I requested to follow him. He accepted. He requested to follow me. I accepted. So we could both see all of our ride metrics. I'll be honest. I was surprised when I saw his ride metrics. He rides pretty frequently. Now, his ride metrics, are they up to snuff with my ride metrics? No, the answer is no. But I don't know. Maybe Paul Swan. Perhaps Paul doesn't use the Peloton as like his primary exercise equipment.
Maybe he needs
perhaps
a coach.
Maybe he just goes on there and rides, you know, and doesn't really, that's not his primary workout. Maybe he's a runner. Maybe he goes outside, and I have no fucking idea. But obviously, Bob is trying to turn this into now Bear Down scared of him. This isn't the Bear Down we know and love. And then Cutsy jumps in on it. And how could Bear Down bet against himself? This isn't the Bear Down I know. Yada, 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 yada. Trying to pretzel me into a corner once again.
No, and it's not trying
to
do
the bottom line is, I like this. I think he's a good guy. I'll ride him on the Peloton if he wants to ride. I'd be more
but
than
let
happy
me ask
to,
you this,
to ride against
him. Let me ask you this. Now knowing,
and
now
maybe he'll
seen,
smoke me. Maybe he'll open up and smoke me. Who knows?
Now seeing the metrics, okay? Yeah. You've seen the metrics. I have. You know odds. You know Vegas. What would you say the honest odds are if we live stream Bear Down
favored
versus Paul Swan? What do you put the honest odds at?
Honestly, I would think that, you know, so this is, and another thing, this is how Vegas works. Now, the line opened at me as a dog, but as certain information became available, the line moved. That happens just like in regular sports. If the line right now, I had to set the line right now, I would have to say that I'm probably -155. -155.
I like the line. I like the line. And I think if we did a 20-minute pop ride live stream.
Advantage Paul Swan, Paul Swan on a 20-minute ride, by the way.
Why advantage? Because endurance?
I'm an endurance rider, Bob. I'm a 45-minute hour.
I'd rather go an hour against him.
But can we do a 30-minute ride?
For the people, yeah, we could do a 20-minute ride. Because people's interest will not be peaked in an hour. 20
I
minutes.
No, I think that I actually find that.
Well, how would we do it, Bob? Would we do a joint live on Instagram?
The way that we would run it, yeah, it would be me and you hosting it, Joe. You do Mikey V on one screen. You do Swan on the other screen. Swan would bring the energy on the IG Live. I think it'd be wildly entertaining. I think we let the Brilliantly Dumb Faithful bet on it. And I think it would be quite the spectacle.
Who's booking this?
I mean, one might be the first ever planned Peloton ride-off.
Who's doing this? And my other question to you, Bear Down, was who would your instructor be?
My instructor?
Yeah.
Well, I would say that the who gets the most out of me in rides, usually my personal records are usually with Kendall Toole. Usually.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Leanne.
For whatever reason, she's very, very aggressive. Hainsby's like a good mood rider for me.
In all seriousness,
Tool gets very intense. She's very intense.
Do you think that the instructor would have much of an effect on it as the Blue Jays ground out the third base there going on now bottom four?
No, I mean, you can't do a passive rider like I would or a passive instructor. I would never put on like Sam Yo. He's way too like Zen. Okay. I would need to be in like a certain zone to do
so this. So I think I'll end up getting fun. I do too. I think I'll end up getting a lot of DMs about this come tomorrow when this podcast releases.
And then people can bet with each other.
And by the way,
a lot of people are going to be betting money on Bear Down.
Well, he's going to have for sure. He's going to have home court, so which is why maybe we let
losing, Swan, you're going to lose a lot of people money.
Maybe we let Swan bet the rider possibly, but you know what, to be honest with you,
he can pick the ride.
Whether the fans enjoy it or not, I'll tell you who will enjoy it. And that's me and Cutty. I think we will. So
I'd like to see Bear Down in his element. I've never seen him do his thing. And that's why I was so disappointing why he was so quick to bet against himself.
Because I'm a humble guy, Joe.
That's like your voice in the voiceless. It's such a cop out, Bear Down.
I thought this guy was a legitimate pro athlete. That's the honest to God's truth.
You're a top 5th percentile rider.
Bear Down, you post your ride stats. You post your ride stats.
That's
more
for motivational purposes. I haven't posted a lot of ride stats lately.
Bear Down,
I've only been riding the bike on average once a week.
We get ride stats. Girl going to Orange Theory.
Yes.
He's putting the ride stats on there.
I've been riding once a week, bro.
I see a lot of backtracking right now.
Yeah, I do too.
You're humble in life
when it comes to the Peloton, by no means. And I'll tell you this.
I come out and I say I'm the best Peloton rider ever.
You say I'm a top 5th percentile rider.
That's what Peloton told me. They made a video and everything.
That's fine. So you hold that with pride, like a badge of honor.
I do wear it like a badge of honor, but Maximus Aurelius backed down
when they brought the horde of whatever and they had to fight the tigers. Maximus Aurelius took on anybody. That's what you're like. You're like a gladiator on the Peloton.
I am of Roman descent.
That's why I thought it was a good analogy. You guys look at me like I was crazy.
I'll tell you this. I really think it'd be good for content. And in reality,
I just want to say one thing, Bob.
Go ahead, Mikey B.
I want to say to Paul Swan, if he's listening to this or watching this,
I'm sure he will. I have
no animosity at this guy. I think he seems like a good family man.
If he thought he was going to lose,
I think he's a good family man. And you guys are trying to turn me against a stranger.
If you thought you were going to lose, you would not be saying we're friends. You would be saying, I'm coming for this guy's throat.
Because he's done nothing to provoke me.
He's done nothing to provoke me.
He's a challenger.
You guys have. He's not a challenger. Bob challenged me, not him. He never fucking said a word.
He
doesn't even know about it.
Two athletic males at the peak of what they do that are both very competitive, going toe to toe, doing something that we have never seen a Peloton race. Nobody's seen that before.
This is groundbreaking.
I'd like to add this as well. This is what Bear Down will do. Bear Down will play this card, and he's going to try and buddy up with Pulse One. And Cutsy, you know as well as I do, when it comes for ride night.
Yeah, he's going to say, I'm riding for the voiceless.
This will be Bear Down Super Bowl. And he will not want to lose this. And same goes for Pulse One. So when the ride comes about, I think it's going to be wildly entertaining. Wildly entertaining.
Now, Baron, what is going to be the attire during the ride? I'm just interested. Like, what
it's got to be the wear? Bears. If it's not the Bears headband,
compression pants. Compression pants. I mean, compression shirt, headband. Can we get
the Bears wrap?
Towels. Yeah, of course. I got to wear a headband. Okay. I sweat profusely. Here's going to be another thing. How are we determining who the winner is?
Well, we're going to
see the total output. Is it the total output? Is it the mileage? Is it the calories? The calories is not fair because I'm going to burn more calories. I'm twice the size.
Whoever rides the furthest distance.
I would defer. I like that. I would probably defer to.
Furthest distance isn't good either because if you have higher resistance on, your distance is going to be shorter inherently.
Well, you guys are going to be doing the same. You're going to be doing the same.
It's got to be the output number. We got to agree to it's got to be the main output number because that's just like everything taken into account.
That's fine.
But by the way, Paul Swan has no idea about this. He's not hasn't even challenged me. This has all been cooked up and
not what I heard.
Well, isn't that funny, gentlemen? We have Paul Swan on the line right now. Again, we have Paul Swan on the line. Paul, you're live here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We got a question for you, Paulie.
Spit the question out. Spit it out hard. Spit it out fast.
Here's what we got for you. If you were to go, there's a lot of buildup right now about this Peloton ride. A lot. People are talking about it, Paulie. And here's the question I have for you. If you were to go toe-to-toe with Bear Down, okay, what way should it be judged in regards to decide the winner? Should it be total distance?
Output.
Man, I got to say, we're going... It's got to be total output, right? I mean, that's how you decide a fucking guy on a Peloton is output.
Whoa!
Yeah, this doesn't
sound like a friendly match to me, Bob.
Freaking resistance, that's everything, all the good stuff in between. You got to go output. You got to go output.
Now, Bear Down, he's not going to be able to hear you because I got the earphones on, but are you okay with going output?
I would like you to tell him I'm fine with going output. It's a pleasure to speak to him, even though I'm not really speaking to him. But I want you to tell him that, Bob. And don't twist my words.
Well, he says it's a pleasure to speak. He says he's got no problem going. He's got no problem going output. He'll beat you in any category, and he's coming for
your
neck.
Such a scumbag, bro. Oh,
Bear Down, getting a little confident over there.
I'm glad everybody could witness this and see exactly what goes on. This is every day.
This guy just can't just enjoy it. You know what I mean? I mean,
Robbie, you think this guy was the second coming of Lance Armstrong?
Oh, it's going to be a duel.
Well, Paulie, here's what we're going to do. We're going to set up the time between you guys. We've agreed to out, but I got one last question for you. Who would be the instructor that you would like to go to?
Oh, God. I mean, it's got to be Allie Love or Kendall Toole.
Kendall Toole. Yeah. There you go. Okay. Bear Down.
Yeah, Bear Down's okay with Kendall Toole. So that's what we're going to go with. We're going to go with Kendall Toole. Swanee, we're gonna set something up, and we'll get this locked and loaded.
let me just add a little something. I'm here with steak extraordinaire Jack Arnold right now. If I had a nice, big, fat tomahawk in front of my face, my output would be 100 fucking watts better.
Don't load him up too much. Don't load up too much on the steak because
stay nimble there, Paul.
Stay nimble. Cold Cuts said we got to keep those arteries clear. You got a big bit. This is the Super Bowl.
Cold Cuts, I know you'd love a big fat tomahawk, but we might need to get you on the Peloton with us, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, that's a whole other dynamic.
I like this Swan guy. Paulie, he's got an edge to him.
Paulie, we love you, brother.
I love you, brother.
All right, buddy. Be good.
I tell you what, that doesn't sound like a friendly match that I've ever heard.
Bob just exposed himself in front of everybody as a pretzel master that he is.
This is going to be an absolute gauntlet.
I specifically asked him to say something, and he completely ignored me, completely twisted my words. I mean, that is just going to be a clip I'm going to cherish forever. It really is.
Bear Down. I am the
Bear Down's gonna Circus clip master. That, by the way. He's gonna clip that for sure. Bear
Down. I don't want to say Michael Buffer wouldn't be Bruce Buffer wouldn't be. It would be more of like a Dana White. I got to build the fight. Like I got to be able to promote the fight, and I'm not gonna be able to promote the fight if we're just gonna get buddy buddy.
I mean, yeah, we're not buddy buddy. You guys are Clash of the Titans here.
Clash of the Titans.
Right, I like the guy.
Yeah, I do too.
I hope you like him.
I mean, listen. Let me say this. I could shake Paul Swan's hand, tell him he's a brother to me, go out to dinner with him and have a beer with him after the ride. During the ride, I will try my damnedest and do my best to beat his ass in the biggest possible way.
There we go. Okay,
I could promise you that.
All right, we're like a little hype up.
It's not like I'm going to show up on the bike and be like, okay, let's just fucking spin the pedals around. Like,
Tell people why they should bet on you, Bear Down. Tell the folks why their money's riding on you.
I mean, if you've been following along, the proof is in the pudding. I went from the top 10% rider to I'm probably in the top 1%.
That's what they want to hear.
There he is. This is what it is.
You got to sell yourself, Bear Down. You're selling tickets.
Okay, let's change gears for a second here. Gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliant Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at Athletic Greens. I started taking Athletic Greens simply because I wanted to be healthier. It's no game. They get the job done every single time, whether it's the vitamins, whatever supplement you're taking from Athletic Greens. It's an absolute no-brainer for gut health and also what I've noticed, mental health. Tons of people take some kind of multivitamin, and it's important to choose one with high quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. Your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in these winter months when we don't get as much sunlight. Even during the months that you do get the sunlight, you gotta have the nutrients and the vitamins that Athletic Greens has. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune support and vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/dumb to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. In the meantime, we are moving on. Bear Down, I'll let you take this one because I know how much you enjoyed this, because I think it just portrays our Joey Cold Cuts in the best possible way. Definitely not the best possible way, but it shows to me, if you want to know about Joey Cold Cuts, if you need to figure Joey Cold Cuts out, I would show somebody this video of him trying to leave my parking garage. And Jet, if you could go ahead and play the clip of this is Joey Cold Cuts trying to leave my parking garage. Jet, let it rip.
How can I help you? Hi, this machine is gone.
How can I help you?
Hi, this machine is gone to hell. It won't work. Hello, madam. Ma'am.
Here's the thing, okay? The only thing that I could think about, and Cuts, I'll let you speak to this. Bear Down, I'll definitely let you speak to this. The only thing that I could think about is the poor lady on the other end that is working her 9-to-5, just letting people in and out, trying to do her job, and to approach the conversation in this manner, to me, is just, it is sickening. It's not how you approach.
That I addressed her with respect?
No, Joe, come on. That's just because you said madam and screamed it doesn't mean it's like that's not how you it, like it.
Well, that's respectful.
Oh, God, it's so sick. Bear Down, I'll let you
take it. It's old world respectful. It really is. Go ahead, Joe.
I was going to say, by the way, the only reason I was screaming is because she couldn't hear me on the intercom. And by the way, I'm not used to people not hearing me because I portray a pretty loud, boisterous voice. Some may say I have the same, you know, vocal cords as one, you know, Pavarotti. But bottom line is that
nobody would ever say
that. I would say that. Bottom line is she couldn't hear me, so I was raising my voice for her to hear me, and I said, "Madam," and then I said, "Ma'am," again to try to address her in a respectful tone. I couldn't get out of the fucking parking lot. I was in an absolute like bad spot, and not to mention, Bob, this is your parking lot is garbage. What people don't realize is Bob took off, Bear Down. He was supposed to open the gate for me, and he took off. Fair so down. I had to pay said, $20 to get out of his own garage.
I said,
and
to
then
Joe,
I got triple charge because the fucking machine wasn't working.
I had said to Joe, okay. And by the way, and then he called the credit card company as if they got anything to do with it. Has nothing
yeah,
to
I was
do with
the charge.
Has nothing to do with the credit card company. You got to take
Joe.
That up
you
with
were
the-
right though. You were right. Amex. That is a good point though. Amex. You could call Amex and dispute any charge. Amex is unbelievable.
They Amex is fucking, my only.
They
go
don't even
now.
Care.
Capital
just be
One
like,
can
just
kick
be like,
rocks.
Yeah, don't worry you know, about it. It's canceled.
Bet on. Do you know how many? You know how many credit cards Cold Cuts has? Scotty, do me a favor. Go get your. Could you get your wallet for me?
Oh, Bob.
Come on, Joe. To? Joe, could you get the wallet for me? You got to see this. You talk about a guy with zero discipline. Zero discipline. Watch him go into this wallet here. You got the wallet?
Right, what do you want me to do? What do you want
Joe,
me to do?
Doesn't that stress you out every month looking to see what bill you got to pay? There's a million credit cards.
He has.
All right. So this is a debit card.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Visa debit.
By the way, because you might Wait, not want to
hold
look
it,
that
hold,
up to the
hold it close
this is
car, to the
this
screen.
Is garbage Capital
screen.
One.
I can't see it. Hold it closer to the screen, please. What is that? A
yeah,
Cutsy, one,
Cutsy, you don't want to do this. You don't want to do this.
Expiration
you can't see
date,
the number. It's on the
zero.
Back.
Okay. That's two.
This is my preferred that. Sapphire Reserve Visa. Okay, this nice. Was this is a big boy.
That's three.
A nice little limit on this. So this is like a paperweight here, Baird, on this one.
Okay. That's three.
Then we got the Amex. I'm leaving this one. We'll go here because we don't want to show the number. That's okay. The gold American Express. Hell of a company, by the way.
Okay. There's four.
We got another Visa. Then we got this is my Canadian American Visa preferred, and then yeah. This was what I had over the pandemic. I don't know why I still have this. The fucking
seven,
whatever you call it.
He's
card.
Got seven total credit cards. He's
That's
got
wild.
Netflix
I said
subscription,
six.
Hulu subscription, HBO. He's got the MLB.
My credit's through the roof. My credit's through the roof. I'm at 800 credits.
Oh, God.
You have an 800 credit score, Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you can't complain about that.
That's how you do it. You get a bunch of these cards, Bob. You pay them off in time. And by the way, you get a little bit of a, you know, if you play the credit card game properly, you get perks for each credit card.
Cutsy, to say that you're playing the credit card game properly is a... Is
Some
a,
might say I'm playing it to perfection.
Oh. Perfection. Fuck. Yeah, I just spared on your thoughts on that.
I thought it was the funniest video I've seen so far this year on any network, anywhere, any influencer, any content provider. I thought it was the most hysterical. I watched it. I had to watch it at least, and I'm not exaggerating, and it might be sad for some people, but I really don't give a fuck. I had to watch it minimally 30 times all the way through. Minimally 30 times.
Is that
and I would laugh out loud every time he would say madam. I would just die laughing.
I was trying to be genteel.
Because I have
I
not
so
heard
pissed.
Anyone, I have not heard anyone not in like a Victorian era movie refer to anyone as madam in real life in this day and age. I haven't heard it in ever. So for him to say that in the outfit he was wearing in the situation he was in, I mean, just made it so much funnier. And the poor lady, Bob, I hear what you're saying. Like she's just working her 9 to 5, but you know, those kind of situations with customer service is just, when you have to get a human being on the other end of a telephone line these days, it's just always a nightmare. It just always seems to be a nightmare.
I was respectful. I wasn't bad.
Bear down. That was the first time he had clicked the button. He was on an intercom. He wasn't calling a hotline.
I don't think he was rude to her, per se. I think, you know, he just said...
You don't think that's... it was obnoxious?
He said, the machine has gone to hell. It's not working. I don't think he's like...
I wasn't being rude at all.
What
the fuck
is wrong with you? This is ridiculous.
I wasn't screaming or swearing.
How did she hold to it? How did she take it?
She hung up
on him.
Oh,
it was the second time. Well, you don't see too. She hung up with me on the other. I tried to go up the other way, and then I had to come and turn around and go to the other side. So it wasn't my first interaction with this woman. Right, she Joe. Clearly wanted nothing to do with me.
Time to keep the ball moving. Time to keep the ball moving here.
Madam?
Okay.
Madam?
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 Ma'am?
Fellas, it's time to it's time to get into a top five. Okay, it's time to get into a top five. Maybe 20 minutes prior to the show, we all agreed on a top five. I find it another one to be another banger top five. The food top fives always hit. We want to get your feedback, ladies and gentlemen. So fire on your feedback there. We're going food today. Today is going to be top five sandwiches. Again, that is top five sandwiches. It could be a sub. It could be a sandwich from bread. Whatever it is, top five sandwiches. Let's lay it all out on the line. Joey Cold Cuts, we will start with you, pal.
All right. Hold on here, Bob. All right.
He's prepared.
So
he's prepared.
I am prepared to this time, you know, because we didn't have a last second, you know, top five or any, you know, anything like that. All right. Top five sandwiches. Here we go. At number five, give me the old meatball sub, a classic, absolute beauty. Throw some cheese on that thing. Cannot go wrong. And number four, I'm going to go with the, you know,
I had something in my teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. Something in your teeth. That's for sure. All right. Number four, I'm going to go with the classic clubhouse sandwich. You cannot go wrong. Give me Coca classic clubhouse. Get a little bacon in there, some turkey, you know, lettuce, tomato on.
Bob, I think he means a club sandwich.
Okay. Yeah, clubhouse.
Sandwich. All right,
clubhouse.
All right. All right.
No
yeah,
one,
yeah,
no
yeah,
one
fine.
Calls it a clubhouse. Nobody.
Yeah.
That's what it's
not
called.
A single,
the clubhouse
not a single,
sandwich.
No, that, maybe in no. Canada.
This is really, maybe this is off Canada. To a, this is off to a shaky start.
Because you don't just, know what a clubhouse is? Like a club?
I know what a club is.
Yeah, it's a
I know
club
what a club
sandwich.
Sandwich.
It's not
I've
a
never heard
not,
it referred
yeah,
to as a clubhouse.
It's not, Joe.
Okay, club. Whatever. I'm sorry. Okay. I use a different right. name. You know the sandwich. It's a classic
what type
sandwich.
Of club?
Okay.
What type of club sandwich?
I like it with turkey. I like it with okay. bacon. I like lettuce.
Turkey club. Plain. Turkey club.
Yeah, turkey club.
Okay.
Turkey
okay.
club. There
okay.
we go. There
okay.
we go.
I swear
yeah,
I'm
turkey
speaking
club.
In foreign
turkey
tongues
club's
here.
A great sandwich.
Okay.
Turkey club's a great
all
turkey
right.
club
number
house,
three.
So
and it's represented on my shirt here today. Number three, give me a lobster roll. All right.
Wow.
Lobster roll sandwich hits different.
Nice play. Nice
it does now. I like the warm one with the butter on it. It's fucking fuego and by the way yeah. I wouldn't be opposed to the cold lobster sandwich. It's not as good, but the classic lobster on the brioche is just unmatched. Okay, number two, you gotta give me a fried chicken sandwich. I'm sorry, that is just an essential sandwich. I need to have fried chicken sandwich. And then number one for me, I think to me, it's my favorite. I think it's so good. Time and time again is the pulled pork sandwich. Pulled pork
sandwich
for one is my go-to.
Wow. I don't have a single. This is why I thought this was good. I don't have one matching sandwich with Joe. Not
wow.
one.
I mean, that
not
is
one.
Very, very rare.
Not
very
one,
rare.
Bob.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah.
By the way, Kutch, are you fighting a cold? You
I think it's allergies or something here, Bob. Oh, I don't
yeah.
know what it is.
Oh. You got a lot going on over there, pal.
I'm trying hard
right,
here,
Joe?
Bob.
No, we appreciate it.
Right?
I'm honestly genuinely asking.
I'm fighting through it like Jordan flu game.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, because Jordan's was a flu, yours is a cold. But yeah, no, we appreciate
allergies.
We do. Bear down, we head over to you. Yankees fucking stink, by the way. They stink.
Season's over.
I knew they weren't going to
okay.
hit this guy.
All right, number five, a classic sandwich. It has to be mentioned. It's it, to this day, when you're 5 years old, 35 years old, I don't think it matters sometimes.
Grilled
peanut
cheese.
Butter and jelly sandwich, PB&J. Give me a PB&J sandwich, depending on the type of peanut butter, depending on the type of jelly we're talking about. A PB&J on an Eggo waffle sometimes, unbelievable. Two Eggo waffles instead of bread, sometimes on bread, sometimes on an English muffin. It's just got so much diversity and so much character to it. PB&J staple sandwich has to be included. Cannot keep PB&J off the list. I could not. Number four, the Reuben. Love a good Reuben. A Reuben is just with the Thousand Island dressing and you got your rye. If the rye bread is toasted correctly, I think a Reuben is just Reuben is iconic as iconic comes. Nice deli Reuben. Number three, the Cuban. Give me a Cuban. Little pickle action, little pork, little turkey, little mustard on there. So Bob is making a face at the Cuban. The Cuban's not a good sandwich, Bob.
I lived in Miami for years, and I find the Cuban to be.
Really?
I mean, there's no better place.
And
to
he's got Cuban. It at number three. He's got it in his top three.
Cuban's delicious, a good Cuban.
I just.
Wow.
Let him continue.
Yeah,
let him continue.
Do it for me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Number two, chicken parm sandwich. Chicken parm sub. I think a chicken parm is probably meatball. You said meatball, Joe, and I made a face. I just think meatball's too messy, bro. I think it makes the bread so soggy, meatball. Meatballs to me belong in macaroni. They don't belong on a sandwich. That's just the way I feel about it. But I get why you did it, but to me, chicken parm, if we're going to go that route, a chicken parm sandwich, toasted bread.
I don't mind that.
The proper amount of cheese to sauce ratio, and take me away with that. And then number one for me, because there's so many different varieties of it, but I think it's got to be the Philly cheesesteak. Number one, give me the Philly. Give me a cheesesteak. Give me a cheesesteak. So many varieties. You want to do peppers. You want to do onions. You want to do cheeses. You want to do provolone. Joe's got really big problems over there. But yeah, the cheesesteak at one. I'm going to go cheesesteak.
Good. That's a good call.
Yeah.
I got better as we went on.
I'll tell you what. I love this top five. I think it's great. I mean, for Bear Down to not have one of the top fives, I mean, of any of Cutsy's sandwiches is, I think, frankly, to me,
the PB&J was a terrible decision, but
I think that
how
shows
is peanut butter and jelly.
Because we're not kids. We're not in recess anymore.
Here's what I will say.
You're giving me, I could get lobster. I'm not going to settle for PB&J.
To me,
you know, you're a highfalutin guy, Joe. You know, some of us can't afford
I have exquisite taste.
I just find that to be catering to the crowd a little bit. I think Bear Down, when I am going to call
it. I like a good PB&J, bro.
I just think when push comes to shove and you have all these other options,
it just doesn't even fucking come in.
There's no way you're taking the PB&J over, you know, anywhere near the chicken parm sandwich or anything like that. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. If I want something light, I think PB&J is a perfect sandwich. I'll tell you this. If I had the choice between like a BLT or a PB&J, I'm going PB&J all day.
Oh,
or something light.
No.
A light sandwich. Yeah. Yeah, I would. Okay. I would.
All right. Number five, I was for my five, I was back and forth between going with the chicken parm sub or going with the meatball sub. And I gave meatball sub the nod. I'm going to be with Giuseppe there. I gave meatball sub the nod at number five. Number four, I'm going to go ahead and put. Man, it's just tough ordering. Number four, go ahead and give me the pastrami sandwich at four. I got the pastrami sandwich at number four. I almost feel bad not having it higher, but give me the pastrami sandwich at four. Number three, give me the classic Italian. I mean, I think the classic Italian has got to make its way up the list. I'm going to go ahead and take that at three. And then number two, I'm actually going to go with cheesesteak. I love the cheesesteak play. I don't get to have them often, but boy, when I do. I mean, cheesesteak to me is kind of like the pizza vibes in the sense of it's hard to really have like a bad one. Obviously, there's better ones than others, but cheesesteak is going to be good just about every single time. And then at number one, I got what Giuseppe's got in there. Give me the pulled pork at one.
Oh, great play, Bobby boy.
Pulled pork. By the way, you know, we didn't give enough credit to that pulled pork at Riviera that we had. Joe,
it was really good.
Probably the best picture I've ever taken. I always put it on my Instagram. That got more love, that whole thing. Joe, you really got to look into this cold.
Yeah, I'll be okay.
All right. Gentlemen, honorable mention. Cutsy, we'll start with you.
For the honorable mention, I would go with the Philly cheesesteak because it is a good sandwich. I do like that. It's just it's hard to solidify five sandwiches.
It is
it's hard.
Very
it's
hard. Good
top five.
Because very you hard. Could do a top very 10 hard. Easily with sandwiches. There's a lot
easily.
Of variety
easily.
I still wouldn't easily. Put PB&J in my top 10, but you could still do
I mean, that's a great
okay. I'm okay. Sorry, Baird. It's your top five. I'm you know, you know
not the way you're talking. It's not, but okay.
But yeah, no, I would say Philly cheesesteak is be my honorable mention. That's a great sandwich.
Baird on.
My honorable mention would be like something that I could get it. You know, the problem is like, I want to put something like this in my top five, but you can't get it everywhere. I would not order. That's a problem. I'm going to give you my honorable mention, but if I was in California, I would never order one. If I was in Arizona, I'd never order one. If I was in Texas, I'd never order one. So it's so like, it's so limited where I would order this and feel comfortable ordering it. Just give me like a chicken cutlet, broccoli, rob, fresh mozzarella, balsamic glaze. Yeah, that me is like, that's like
bomb.
A home. It's a home run. But again, like I just would not feel comfortable ordering that anywhere outside of the tri-state area.
New York order. Yeah. I love that. I love that. I got to go with my honorable mention because I went back and forth on it for so much. I got to give the chicken parm sub. But man, the things you can do with the chicken cutlet, whether you want to make that into the chicken parm, whether you want to do what you just did with it, Bear Down, there's so many things that you could do with that chicken cutlet sub. It just sets the tone for everything. Yes. Fellas, very good episode. Very good episode. We got a big announcement coming from Giuseppe on next week's episode, so stay tuned for that very big announcement for Cold Cuts.
And we got the Bear Down ride off.
We got we're gonna have the keep your eyes peeled for ride night. Ride night is gonna be coming soon. The ride off
ride at night, Bob. I don't ride at night.
We can call it Penn Pelotons.
Two big time, long time rivals in Paul Swan between my
bloodbath for the ages.
You want to talk Yankees Red Sox? You want to talk Michigan Ohio State?
Packers and Bears.
Packers Bears. And then we're talking
Swan Bear.
Swan Bear Down Cuds. Very interesting. Very
You ever see a swan beat a bear in battle before?
Wow, they're very graceful. They're very quick.
It ain't going to start now.
Might be very graceful on that Peloton.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does it. Another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Mikey V, Joey Cold Cuts. Till next time, gentlemen.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.